name's Tisha, and I recently published a book last year about fruit and veggies and herbs sold at Darwin's markets. And currently we are in Darwin's Rapid Creek markets on a very lovely rainy morning. To me, the Rapid Creek markets have always just been a constant in my life. Whenever my family wants to get specific sort of food that we know we can't always get at the supermarkets, or we want the same sort of food but just super fresh, then we come to the Rapid Creek markets because we know that it'll always be here, and that's where our friends are as well. So we might not come every weekend, but we try to. It's a bit of a social outing as well as just a good way to get fruit and veggies that we know that we'll cook during the week. So today I ran into a bunch of really luscious-looking dragon fruit. And our dragon fruit from the outside is quite a waxy-looking alien fruit with neon green flaps attached to an ovalish elliptical pink body. But the inside is this wonderful centre of soft, sour and sweet flesh with a constellation of seeds inside. Now, I can't really remember what it tastes like, so I brought a few to try to refresh my memory, if you'd like to try it.
Here we go. Oh, they're slippery. They're quite mild. There's like a gentle sweetness there.
Yeah. At first you can smell a really very light, pungent smell that goes away quickly. And it is a really juicy kind of taste with light sweetness and some darker sour undertones, I would say. And I asked the growers around here what's their favourite way of eating it, because I don't know how else to eat dragon fruit except for raw. And they say, yeah, it is best raw. You serve it with a bit of calamansi lime juice squeezed on it or with ice cream, but it is best served raw. You can have it in smoothies or in jellies, trifles, whatever really takes your fancy. It doesn't have quite a strong smell or flavour, so it won't be distinctive, but the dragon fruit that we're eating today is such a rich crimson or maroon colour that its seeds and its appearance will definitely infuse whatever it's served in. So dragon fruit is in season from October to April, so it really is a wet season delight. It is a fruit of a cactus that blooms at night, so sometimes that cactus is called the moonflower, but I think more commonly in Australia it's known as a pest because it's an invasive species and it's on the loose in Queensland apparently, and New South Wales. When I was looking for why the dragon fruit is called the dragon fruit, I ran into a couple of interesting theories. Well, the main one is that dragon fruit was born because 1,000 years ago some dragon was killed by a famous lord or warrior, and the dragon in its last breath produced a dragon fruit. I thought that was pretty compelling, but I dug a bit deeper and more compelling sources say perhaps maybe this was what happened when dragon fruit originated in Central America, but to market it in Southeast Asia there needed to be a compelling marketing fable, and thus the dragon fruit fable was born. But who knows if it's a real story.